Like gases, ears hung on the trees. When lost, we wandered and squandered joy. Now my desolate husband will listen for these whispers, these tears for joy's beer. And as they walk, they seem to all pagoda. And all the ropes let down from the cloud ring the hard cold bell buds upon the trees, coders of overtones, ecstasies grown for love shroud. That hobnailed goblin, the bob-tailed hob, said it is time I began to rob for strawberries, bob, hob, knob, with the pearls of cream like the curls of the dairy girls, and flushed with the heat and fruit fish ripe are the gowns of the maids who dance to the pipe. Chase a maid, she's afraid. Go gather a bob cherry kiss from a tree, but don't, I prithee, come bothering me, she said, as she fled. The slouted satyrs bring clouted cream neath the chestnut trees as thick as a dream. So I went and leant where none but the dotish, coltish wine nuzzled my hand for what it could find. As it may, I said, don't touch me, sir, don't touch me, I say. You'll tumble my strawberries into the hay. Those snowbounds of silver that be the spring has sucked his sweetness from. I will bring with fair hair plants and with apples chill for the great god Pan's high altar I'll spill not one. So in fun we rolled on the grass and began to run, chasing that gorgeous setter, the sun. Over the haycocks away we ran, crying, here be bells, a sun and a span. But Silenus has seen us, he runs like the rough satyrs are. Come away. The polka, said Mr. Wag like a bear, with my top hat to my whiskers that tra-trap the fair. Where the waves seem chiming, hey cocks, I dance the polka there. Stand Venus, children, the gay frocks, maroon, the marinas there. To see me fire my pistol, through the distance blows my coat. Like Wellington Bar and the Marquis of Bristol, Busby, great trees float. Where the wheezing hurdy-gurdy off the marine wind blows me, to the tune of Annie Mooney, sturdy over the shapes of the sea. And bright as a seedsman's packet, with zinnias, candytuffs chill, is Mrs. Marigold's jacket, as she gapes at the indoor still. Where a dawn in the box of the sailor blues the decks of the sea, Nelson awoke, crowed like the cocks, and back to the dust sank he. And Robinson Crusoe, Rousseau, the bright and foxy beer. But he finds fresh isles and the negress smiles, the boxy doxy dear. I say, watch me dance the polka, said Mr. Wag like a bear. In my top hat and whiskers that tra-trap the bear. Tra-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
Cried the navy blue ghost of Mr. Bellacre, the Allegro Negro cocktail shaker. Why did the cock crow? Why am I lost down the endless road to infinity tossed? Whispering, why? I flight down the promenade, edging the far off sand, is the foam of the siren's metropole and grand. As I race through the leaves as white as water, my ghost flowed over a nursemaid quarter, and there I saw the long grass weep where the guinea fowl plumaged houses sleep, and the sweet ring doves of curded milk watch the infanta's gown of silk in the ghost room tall, governante whispers slyly, fading andante. In at the window then looked he, the navy blue ghost of Mr. Bellacre, the allegro negro cocktail shake.
Black as a bison. See the tall black aga on the sofa in the algamote. His bell rope, mustache clear as a great bell. Waves in 1880 buses come. Late the tambourines of rustling foam. They answer to the names of ancient dames and shames that only call horizons their home. Coldly beast chandies the these black armored fleas that dance the breezes, seeking for horizons wide from our horizons. How wide the million pavilion by the seaside, the doors clang open and hide where the wind died. Nothing but the princess cockatrice lean, dancing a caprice to the wind's tambourine.
Daisy and Lily, lazy and silly, walk by the shore of the wan grassy sea, talking once more neath the swan bosom tree. Those castles, Torres, those bustles where swells each home bell of ermine, they roam and determine what fashions have been and what fashions will be, what tart leaves born, what crinolines worn. By Queen Thetis, pelisses of tarlatine blue, like the thin plaided leaves that the castle crags grew, or velour d'Afrande on the water god's land, her hair seen gold trees on the honeysuckle sand, when the thickest gold spangles on deep water seen were like twanging guitar and like coal mandoline, and the nymphs of great caves with hair like gold waves of Venus wore tarlatine. Louise and Charlotine, Boreas' daughters, and the nymphs of deep waters, the nymph Talione, Grisie, the Ondine, where plaided Victoria and thin Clementine, like the crinoline waterfalls. Wood nymphs wear bonnet shawls, elegant parasols floating on sea. The Amazons wear balserine of John Quill, beside the blonde lace of a deep falling hill. Through glades like a nun they run from and shun the enormous and gold-rayed rustling sun. And the nymphs of the fountains descend from the mountains like elegant willows on their deep barouche pillows. In cashmere alvanda barrages are built, like bells of bright water from the clearest wood well. are indigo favouring bonnets of blonde. The stars in their aviaries, sylphs in their aviaries, seeing them spangle these and the sylphs fawn from their aviaries fanned with each long fluid hand. The mortar Espanols mimic the waterfalls over the long and the light summer land. So daisy and lily, lazy and silly, walk by the shore of the wan grassy sea, talking once more neath the swan bosom tree. Rose consuls, torrels, rose bustles, morels of the shade in their train hollow. Ladies, how vain hollow! Gone is the sweet swallow, gone, Philomel. We bear velvet cream, green and babyish, small leaves seem each stream, horses' tails that swish, and the chimes remind us of sweet birds singing. Like the jangling bells on rose trees ringing, man must say farewells to parents now and to William Tell and Mrs. Cow. Man must say farewells to storks and bets and to roses' bells and statuettes. Forests white and black in spring are blue with forget-me-nots, and to lovers true still the sweet bird begs and tries to cozen them by angels' eggs. So by the dozen gone the cloud-like inns on the garden's brinks, and the mountain gins Ganymede sells drinks, while the day seems grey and his heart of ice, grey as chamois or the Edelweiss. And the mountain screams like cowbells sound, for fun, boring them worse than a nine-born gun, till the flax and leaves where the prunes are ripe for the tartan wind, are droning in the pipe, and they heard that person say, where do the waves go? What hotels hide their bustles and their gay umbrellas? Wood-de-ba-room for me. There is a hotel at Ostend, cold as the wind, without an end. Haunted by ghostly poor relations of Bostonian conversations. Bagpipes rotting through the moors, and there the pearl oaks fall like shawls, with a noise like marine waterfalls. And another little drink wouldn't do us any harm. Pierces through to sabbatical calm, and that is the place for me. So do not take a bath in Jordan, Gordon, on Holy Sabbath and the peace of death, or you'll never go to heaven. Gordon MacPherson, and speaking purely as a private person, that is the place, that is the place, that is the place for me.
¶¶
silly and shady, long to be a lazy lady, walked by the cupola's gables in the lake's Georgian stables. In a fairy tale like the heat intense and the mist in the woods, when across the fence the children gathering strawberries are changed by the heat into negresses, and their fair hair shines there like gold-haired planets, Calliope, Io, Pomona, Antiope, Echo and Clio. Then Lily O'Grady, silly and shady, sauntered along like a lazy lady. Beside the waist, he cocks her gown with tatters of satin, the colour of shining green dats, and her banderole parasol was a great gold sun, all the haycock shining. But she was a negress, black as the shade, the time on the brightest lady laid. Then a satyr dog-haired as trunks of trees began to flatter, began to tease. And she ran like the nymphs with golden foot that trampled the strawberry buttercup root in the thick go-do as bite as the mesh of dead Penelope's golden flesh. Made from the music whence were born Memphis and Thebes in the first hot morn, and ran to wake in the lake where the water trickles he made to rake. And Charlottine, Adeline, round rose bubbling Victorine, and the other fish express a wish for mastic mantles and gowns with a swish, and bright and slight as the poses of buttercup and of roses, and buds of the wildwood lilies, they chase her as frisky as billies. The red retriever had satyr, can whine and tease her and flatter. But Lily O'Grady, silly and shady, in the deep shade is a lazy lady. Now Pomp is dead, Homer's red, Heliogabalus lost his head, and shade is on the brightest wing, and dust forbids the birds to sing.
Called for his syllabub in the hotel in hell where Proserpine first fell, blue as the gendarmerie where the waves of the sea, rocking and shocking the barmaid. Nobody comes to give him his rum, but the rim of the sky hippopotamus glum enhances the chances to bless with a binnis and Alfred Lord Tennyson, crossing the barley with cold vegetations from pale deputations of temperance workers, all signed in memoria, hoping with glory to trip up the laureate's feet, moving in classical meters. Like balaclava, the lava came down from the roof, and the sea's blue wooden gendarmerie took them in charge while Beelzebub roared for his rum. None of them come.
The most entertaining entertainment, properly titled Facade. The poems were by Edith Sitwell, the music by William Walton. We heard it recited by Edith Sitwell herself, as well as by British tenor Peter Pears, the personal partner of composer Benjamin Britten, who would deny it, but was definitely influenced himself by William Walton. The English Opera Group Ensemble was conducted by Anthony Collins. You're listening to Classical Muse, a two-hour program of the finest recordings of great music issued on compact disc. The show is heard regularly at this time across Canada on your local campus and community radio station, on the YouTube channel Talking Albums, and in Europe on CITW Radio from Helsinki, Finland. I'm your host, David Kavlovic. From 1923, we jump ahead almost 100 years for our next album, one of my absolute favorite releases of the past few years. Nothing scandalous about the artist and her music here as compared to the first audience's reaction to Sitwell and Walton's Facade, but something just as British and as culturally impactful. Indeed, the music and performance of an artist in the tradition of folk rock musicians such as Nick Drake and the divine Sandy Denny, both of whom left us far too soon. But Sarah McQuaid is very much with and amongst us. Spanish-born, American-raised, and British-domiciled, McQuaid, just by the nature of this journey, was folk music-born. Her tours are always big sellers wherever she goes, and for good reason. Sarah McQuaid's voice, playing, and music are incredible to experience. In 2020, McQuaid was planning on recording a live album in a church near where she lives, in the English coastline county of Cornwall, on the island's southern tip. In the town of St. Burien, the parish church, which sits on land that has had a church building since at least 930, dates from the late 19th century. It is an acoustic marvel to my ears. A live concert with people in the pews was a great idea. There was just one problem. COVID. That was not part of the original planning, of course. But Sarah McQuaid and recording engineer and producer Martin Stansbury still decided to press on with the project and to try to recreate what one would see and hear if they were at a live show. However, something extra emerged. Now, I have quite a number of recordings made during the period of COVID lockdown. The one common denominator of all these recordings, and especially of the music composed, if not performed, during this period of world isolation, is the imposed intimacy of solitude, which now could be shared globally via the internet. We were alone, but we were alone together, and art was our online connection. I think there are future dissertations to be written about music during COVID. This is one disc that should be part of the study. Sarah McQuaid and Martin Stansbury eventually titled the CD release the St. Burian Sessions, and it was all recorded in one day on July 1st, 2020, which is, of course, also Canada Day. St. Buriana, by the way, was a 6th century Irish princess who made her way to Cornwall and set up a hermitage. So here we are with the solitude again. This is a disc of 15 songs consisting of original tunes as well as old standards. The recording is absolutely gorgeous. This is one of the best engineered discs I've heard issued in the past decade or so. The sound is as warm as the analog recordings of the great folk artists of Britain from the 1960s and 70s. If you're listening to this show using high-end audio, especially if you're listening through high-end headphones, you're in for a sonic treat. Here is Sarah McQuaid's album, The St. Burian Sessions.
The sweetness of the berry doesn't take away the pain of the briar when it stands. You in the hand, but the power of your craving for the fruit among the thorns is driving you to risk another chance. Sweetness and pain. Summer sun and autumn rain. The bramble does not seek to harm, it merely seeks to live. It ensures without malice or intention. There's no question of forgiveness, no apology, no pardon for minor wounds to numerous dimensions. Sweetness and pain, winter wind. Return again. Sharp black thorns concealed and smoothed by softly falling snow. Drops of blood like bright red flowers. This hurt will pass. Just let it go, sweetness and pain, shake it off and start again. I hear the world.
And the time